legalized cannabis. And right here, this street is CC property. So we are here exercising our freedom. The police conveniently closed off that area, but we are here. So we get a stamp to show they're 21. Some folks have brought seeds to share, buds to share, but we're making sure that everyone is an adult because it's only legal if you're an adult over 21 years of age. In 2014, 115,000 District of Columbia residents voted to legalize the home possession and growth of cannabis at their home. You can carry up to 2 ounces of marijuana on you in the District of Columbia on non-federal land. You can give up to 1 ounce of seeds, buds, or cuttings to other adults. And today we are sharing seeds and buds with other adults. So we're going to create a line if we can. Make sure. We're not trying to mob each other. Make sure you introduce yourself to your neighbor. We are all friends here. This is a 2016 seat chair outside the White House. We were here 2 weeks ago with a 51-foot inflatable joint. It was pretty epic. This is also going to be an open mic. This is a White House seat chair and cannabis summit. We want to hear stories about you. We want to hear stories about the seeds you're sharing, the buds that you've got to share to other adults. And if you are a person that has cannabis to share, you should come over here.
Radical Russ here on the South Lawn of the White House, where DCMJ is participating in a White House seed share and cannabis summit. You can find out more information at info@dcmj.org. They are exhibiting their grow and give rights here in D.C., where they can share cannabis with others.
It's unclear how many people have brought cannabis to share. But if you do have some, check the person's hand to see if they've proven that they're an adult so you don't get in trouble. If you are leaving, leave through Pennsylvania Avenue. Because technically Pennsylvania Avenue is District of Columbia property. The park behind us is federal land. If you walk through the park carrying cannabis on you, you could get arrested for possession on federal property. One of the reasons why we're here today is to try to tell Obama that he should use his power as the President of the United States to completely take cannabis off the Controlled Substances Act. Take it off. It's been on there for over 40 years now, and it's done absolutely nothing but put millions of people in jail, ruin lives. As a Schedule I substance, it's on par with LSD and heroin. But methamphetamine, that's a Schedule II. Obama's saying methamphetamine is safer than marijuana. Isn't that messed up, folks?
Well, okay, we're not giving away seeds yet. We're getting there.
We need to literally stop.
And we're here to remind the president that he has power to leave a legacy to the American people that he freed not just 200, but thousands, hundreds of thousands of people that are in jail right now for the possession of a plant.
Well, at least nobody's in line.
Or we need a single file line.
Excuse me, Radical Russ from Cannabis Radio. What you got going here for the signatures?
This is to raise the minimum wage in D.C. to $15 an hour.
Oh, I'm so glad you're doing that. How's your signature gathering going today?
It's great today. We've got a captive audience.
No doubt about that. Well, good luck with you.
Great, thank you.
I'm Radical Russ from Cannabis Radio. Anyone want to talk? We want to say how cool this is. Everybody's shy. It's radio and everybody's shy. Nobody can see you. Nobody can find you.
We're having a ball, though. We definitely are having a ball out here.
Right. I was going to say, if I didn't have such like an important thing to like have to hide this about, like, I would say so.
I get you. Well, it's a beautiful thing. I'm out from Portland, Oregon, so getting to see people on the East Coast be able to have free weeds, pretty nice. Keep it up, you guys. Good work.
Walking away is on a path where I choose to stay because I seem to have foolish ways, but who can say that I can prove I'm safe because where I normally go for my safety, I've moved away, but choose to stay now. I let people assume that I'm great, but lately they can seem to see through the gates and the land on the other side where I reside is losing its shape. But walls are breaking, the fence is rusty. Property is up for the taking, but the windows are dusty. They can't see inside
I'm
of the wall.
For
There's
that.
No reason to, because these floors that I walk on have no foundation. Yet I talk on, I see chalk on the board for life, lessons to be learned. But I'm too focused on the fern that I burn to be worried about my father's scorn, his only born, his most adored. giving me advice to digest, ignore, see. He may think that is wise, but it's based on what I deem as folklore. I've got heart sores and closed pores not opening up, man. That's too much of a chore. Feel I need cleansing, but can't find the right soap in the store. Can't find hope, so people contemplate of the end by rope. Not me, though, but I can see where they're coming from. In a sticky situation, like they spend all day walking on chewing gum. I mean, me, I feel I've been bruising some. I can't even find this here music fun. I steer clear of stupid fub, and instead I'm in the garden, it's fruitless sun. Damn.
Yeah.
I'm a vegetable. My brain is dead and my heart is still numb. I look in the sky like, who's the son? Can I talk to his father? Cause yo, I'm not the one. No, you say that's blasphemy, nah. I just got questions, won't run. See, walk by faith and not by sight. Mess around and walk into her in bed. Another man one night. So you may be hurt, but you'll be alright. Pain is temporary. At least for the time you take this flight, right? High but a strife that you deal with in your life. But that glimmer of hope flickers and then fades. March thought to desire I replace.
Right. So we can't go into the
we go that way. The thing is, we have to clear the avenue. So right. So if you guys want to go that way, you're gonna have to go to
Pennsylvania Avenue. Can we go up to the H Street over there?
To 17th Street or H Street? Yes.
Okay.
All right. Is that all right?
Thank you.
I can't give you that ahead of time because I don't know everybody.
Thank you very much.
All right, guys. Yeah, we appreciate your cooperation.
If you feel like it's something that benefits you in your life, thank you so much for being here and sharing with your experience. I genuinely appreciate it. Again, my name is John Harrison III. I don't see you anymore.
Secret Service is beginning to motion for us to move.
At Cannabis Summit, we've just been asked by the Secret Service to relocate because they are closing down Pennsylvania Avenue conveniently to kick us off. So we're going to relocate to the top of 16th Street to H, so when we take photos, we'll still have the White House in the background. So if you do would like to follow us, please do. We're going to be walking straight out of the park that way and going up to the top of the sidewalk over there.
Making our way out to H Street through Lafayette Park.
Technically, the sidewalk might be considered federal land, so be wary. I think across the street's a better place for us to be right now because we know Pennsylvania Avenue is DC property. This park is federal land, so be aware that if you are carrying any sort of controlled substance on this land right here, you could get in trouble. That's why we're here, though. We're here to try to change the law.
Because
while we here in D.C. are free, we're free to share cannabis with other adults, Americans in other states are not as free as us. So we're here to remind folks that are from out of town here that we're giving away cannabis seeds for adults to grow at home. If you live alone in the District of Columbia, you can grow up to 6 plants with 3 of them being mature. And if you live with another adult in the District of Columbia, you can grow up to 12 plants with 6 of them being mature. On non-federal DC land, you can carry up to 2 ounces of cannabis on you. That's 2 ounces of seeds, that's 2 ounces of flowers, that's 2 ounces of cuttings. That's so we're having someone at the flag check IDs to make sure everyone is an adult, because we don't want to give away cannabis to people that are not of age, unfortunately. We have some folks that are walking around collecting signatures for a $15 an hour minimum wage ballot initiative. You should sign their petition if you're a DC registered voter. It's the same process that we use to legalize cannabis here in DC. For those that don't know, in 2014, 115,050 adults in the District of Columbia voted yes on ballot initiative 71 that authorizes us to be able to give away cannabis to other adults.